reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Recent preliminary findings from a Lower Mainland-based research project shows that road salt, used to defrost icy roads in the winter months, may be having negative impacts on local salmon populations. The Road Salt and Pacific Salmon Success Project is a research project that is investigating these potential negative effects. In collaboration with 13 stream stewardship groups, the University of British Columbia, Simon Fraser University, the British Columbia Institute of Technology, and Fisheries and Oceans Canada, this project was originally spearheaded by the Stony Creek Environment Committee in Burnaby, BC. CJSF was able to get in contact with John Templeton, president of the Stony Creek Environment Committee, a volunteer organization dedicated to preserving and enhancing Burnaby's urban forest and salmon-bearing stream through various stream-keeping activities. We met with Templeton at Tributary 3A of Stony Creek, where he told us his journey with Stony Creek began.
I've always had a total love for nature. It was my playground in the countryside. There weren't any shopping malls, there weren't any rec centers, so nature became something that became part of me. So when I got to the point in my life where I could give back, I started volunteering at Stony Creek and for 21 years.
During our time with Templeton, he took us for our own journey through Stony Creek, where he explained what originally spurred the Road Salt and Salmon Research Project.
So, how this salt project got going was, many years ago, one of our volunteers, Vladimir, who was a biologist from the Soviet Union, we had checked the water quality, saw that there was an unusually high concentration of salt. So that spooked Vladimir's interest. Was it harmful to the salmon eggs that were spawned in the fall? So we got a project going where they took salmon eggs and they put them into Tributary 3A, which flows into Stony Creek. We also put them into another creek where the water quality was very good. What we discovered through that project were three things. That in Tributary 3A, there was a higher mortality. More of the fertilized eggs died, so those eggs didn't develop. Of the fish that did develop, we noticed that there was a hemorrhaging on some of the eggs in the kidney area, and the other thing we noticed that there were deformities. Some of the preliminary results have shown that when the eggs are first deposited, if there's a pulse of salt comes down and that salt concentration is high, it will kill the eggs. They've also discovered that there will be mortalities and the eggs won't survive if there's continued salt pulses in high concentration. So we know that it's a harmful effect.
Afterwards, Templeton talked about the unique situation of Stony Creek due to its close proximity to Burnaby Mountain.
We know that this creek is continually contaminated because many years ago when SFU was built, they had a salt shed. And that salt shed was built, and unfortunately, like 60 years ago when SFU was built, they didn't think much about the salt permeating into the ground and contaminating the soil. So what we discovered when we would do our water samples, that there's a high concentration. Now normally you would expect that concentration to disappear once winter and salt use on roads is over. But what we actually noticed, as the water flow decreased when it was drier in the summer, the time you're hitting August and September, the concentrations are getting higher and higher. And that was because the ground was contaminated. So that's another long story and another long battle with SFU. But eventually we got them to relocate their old salt shed. but the ground there is still very contaminated. So we actually call Tributary 3A, we call it Salt Creek because of those concentrations that are continually coming down.
Despite the various issues that stem from road salt usage, the research project has also highlighted various alternatives that have shown to be less harmful for local salmon populations, from alternative defrosting solutions to just simply using less salt.
Yes, and in fact, what SFU did, they pioneered using beet juice, which is a sort of like a sugar kind of a beet that they come from Tabor in Alberta, and they would mix that with salt water, and that brine solution, when it's sprayed onto the road surface, what happens, it will enable the salt and brine to last longer than just pure salt put on the road surface. So it protects the road longer and causes the ice to melt, so that's a win.
While the Road Salt and Pacific Salmon Success Project is ongoing, John Temple and the Stony Creek Environment Committee will continue to care for and analyze their local streams, as well as the salmon populations that inhabit them. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this piece. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.